but to Chip Lambert, waiting for them just beyond the security checkpoint. They are killers.
There he is.
Wow.
Hi, Dad. Hi.
Chip, what's that in your ear? What have you done?
Dad, Mom, good to see you.
Looks like an old quarter-inch rivet. What do? You crimp that? Hammer it?
Yeah, it's hammered.
Hammered.
We have to be at the pier by 4. And I think Dad was hoping to see your desk at the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
Chip Lambert has no association with the Wall Street Journal. The publication to which he makes unpaid contributions is the Warren Street Journal, a monthly of the transgressive arts. For the past 2 years, Chip has been working as a legal proofreader since he lost his assistant professorship at D College in Connecticut, the result of an offense involving a female undergraduate. He is writing an experimental screenplay inspired by this experience.
Al, didn't you say you wanted to see where Chip worked?
There's no time.
Did you take your pill?
Yes, I took my pill. I took my pill.
Dr. Hedgepeth has him on new medication. His tremor's much better. The only side effect is he may hallucinate.
That's quite a side effect.
Chip, those pants, they aren't leather, are they?
Yeah.
How do you wash them?
They're leather. They're like a second skin. Come on, let's join the taxi line.
We're doing a luxury fall color cruise. We sail up to Quebec, and then we enjoy the changing leaves all the way down.
Inside the taxi speeding to Manhattan, Chip looks at his mother. She's put on weight and maybe lost a little height. She's always been pretty, but to Chip, she is so much a personality that even staring straight at her, he has no idea what she really looks like.
Dad so enjoyed the last cruise we went on, didn't you, Al?
This is one of the great cities of the world.
Does anybody smell fish, though?
What Chip does not say.
It's me, Mother. I can't give you anything to brag about, unlike my brother Gary, the banker and father of three, or my sister Denise, who at 32 is head chef of the hottest new restaurant in Philadelphia. The fishy smell is coming from me because all I have to offer you is a home-cooked meal of poached salmon.
What Chip does say.
We're near the ocean.
No. It's you. Your jacket smells strongly of fish.
What Chip does not say.
Okay, you're right. I smell of fish because Eden Procuro, a film producer who once expressed strong interest in my screenplay idea, has never actually advanced me any money. And 4 days ago, I finally finished the screenplay. And then I had to do 3 14-hour shifts of proofreading to pay my rent. And last night at 8 o'clock, I finally got to the Nightmare of Gourmet Consumption on Grand Street. It's for the super gentry of Soho and Tribeca, Mother. All brushed steel. It would make you dizzy. I selected a mid-sized fillet of wild Norwegian salmon, and after the fisherman had wrapped it and handed it to me, I discovered it cost $78.40. I hadn't realized the prices were per quarter pound. So I did what any red-blooded failure would do. I knelt down, pretended to adjust my bootlace, and stuffed the fillet into my pants. That's right. Mother, Dad, the main course of the lunch I'm about to serve you has been stolen.
Chip does not say this. Enid says...
No, it's you. Fishy.
And Chip says...
Zoroaster!
As the taxi arrives at his East 9th Street apartment and Chip's doorman, Zoroaster, hurries out to help with the luggage and install the Lamperts in the elevator.
I ran into your old friend, Dean Driblet, the other day. He was impressed with your new writing job.
Dean Driblet was a classmate, not a friend.
He and his wife just had their 4th child. And I told you, didn't I? They built that enormous house out in Paradise Valley. We were at the housewarming. They had it catered. Pyramids of shrimp.
Slow elevator.
It's a pre-war building, Dad. Extremely desirable building.
Do you know what Dean Driblet is doing for his mother's birthday? He's taking her to Paris. First class tickets, 8 nights at the Ritz. Al, didn't you say the house alone cost $1 million? Huh?
It's a large house, but cheaply done. Walls are like paper.
All the new houses are like that.
I thought it was ostentatious. I thought the shrimp was ostentatious.